In this particular one, it would be 1798. But what I'm wanting you to see is that the time appointed and the time of the end are interchangeable thoughts in Daniel 9, both identifying the end of a time prophecy. So when we get to verse 40 of Daniel 11, and it begins at the time of the end, and we identify that as 1798 in agreement with what Sister White says in the Great Controversy 356, that 1798 is the time of the end. You don't need Sister White's comment to understand that. It's defined by the book of Daniel. The subject from verse 31 onward is the papacy, and the time of the end, the time when the time prophecy associated with the papacy comes to a conclusion, was 1798. And in our previous presentations, we have looked at how Adventism has historically understood Daniel 11. We've dealt with the argument between James White and Uriah Smith over who was the King of the North, which is one of the main subjects that we're looking at here. James White identified the King of the North as the papacy. And we've looked at how Uriah Smith took a wrong turn in verse 36 by changing verse 36 from the king to a king. And for those of you that have just begun receiving these tapes, or some that may hear it later on just because it was handed off to you, the newsletters that we send out with these audio tapes since February 2002, many of the newsletters have been identifying issues connected with this study. Some of the history of Smith and White's disagreement, and some of the pioneer positions that correspond to this, and some of the information on Uriah Smith we've been dealing with, not only in the series that we're doing right now, but also in the newsletter. So if you want to go back and look at previous presentations, you might also ask for these previous newsletters. But one of the arguments that demonstrates why Uriah Smith is wrong is that no one disagrees, including Uriah Smith, that in verse 31 of Daniel 11, the abomination that maketh desolate is the papacy, and no one disagrees that the time appointed, the time of the end of verse 35 is identifying the time prophecy associated with the papacy, the 1260 years, and so is verse 33. So the point being this, you have, according to Uriah Smith, you have a new power introduced in verse 36, which is where he makes his wrong turn. It's the papacy all the way through. But whoever this new power is, according to Uriah Smith, he should have some kind of time prophecy associated with him. Because if this new power is the subject that